We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Miles in the Morning with Jeff Miles and Rebecca Black. 98.7 K-Love.
Well, I can't wait to hear your opinions on this. Because I know the people have an opinion on this.
Of course.
Chrissy Teigen, she's famous. Of course, because, you know, she's married to John Legend and supermodel.
Yeah.
And
couple cookbooks.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Supermodel and Cravings book is her cookbook.
And supermodel.
And supermodel.
Yeah.
So she's 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she took to the social medias yesterday to ask a very important question. Mm-hmm. Am I too old for a nose piercing? And she says, please be honest. Mm-hmm. Here's the first question I have.
Mm-hmm.
If someone asks for an opinion on something like this, does that person need to then be ready for the opinions
yes.
coming back?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay.
She even said, be honest. You have to expect
honest,
some
right?
honesty.
You can say be honest all day, and you know people are going to be like, yeah, I get the nose ring just to like make her look dumb.
Or, no, you're too old.
Yeah, that too.
And then she's like, well, stop age shaming
don't be
me
mean
or whatever.
Into me.
Yeah. Okay. 34 years old, nose piercing. Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Against one. No.
No. Why yes?
I think they look cool.
Okay.
They look cool, or you think they look hot?
More they're not being too exclusive.
What about a dude? Can a
dude
get a nose ring?
You're also 31 years old, so you're talking about, you know, that's your world.
That is my world. I think dudes with nose rings are cool, too.
Okay.
Here's some up, fellas.
Okay. How about 45?
No.
Yes.
Nope. 55.
No. Yes.
75. Lucky.
There's no age where I won't say nose rings aren't cool.
Okay. You're going to take your grandma to get a nose ring.
Nannarini, come to Dallas. We're going to get your nose pierced.
Carrie, I will pay for you to get your nose pierced.
I will hold your hand while you get it done.
Carrie, by the way, is Lucky's mom.
Yes.
My roommate.
Yeah. make sure you say it that way. His roommate.
Hi, I'm here to help my roommate get a nose piercing. She's also
my mom.
Sir,
is that your mom?
So, when Zulie and I were dating,
uh-huh.
she had a belly button piercing.
Okay.
Mm.
And she asked my opinion. What do you think? Should I take it out? And I said, yes.
Really? How old was she at the time?
23.
Okay. I mean, she's still young enough to pull off a belly button ring at that point, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you told her to take it out.
Okay, see? And that's how it gets interpreted.
No,
yes, you did.
You heard it.
You told her to take it out.
She
you
asked.
Told her. No, you
didn't.
No, 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 no. Hold on. Stand by.
Okay. Stand by.
The way you just said it is exactly how people interpret things. You told her. I didn't tell her to take it out. She asked my opinion.
Right, and you gave it.
And I gave my opinion. I didn't tell her to take it out.
You're correct. You did not. You answered her question openly and honestly.
Did you see that, Lucky?
The only thing quicker than her saying you told her took it out was you saying, oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Hold on a dang second.
Okay. So I want to put an age, and I want to ask the K-Love audience.
Uh-huh.
The age is 40. What piercings got to go at 40? Which one's got to go?
That's a great question.
When you hit 40, got to go. Now, I know there's plenty of people that are like, none of them. You should keep them all.
No. Right. No.
Yeah.
There are definitely some that need to go.
Okay. Which ones?
Well, in between the neck and the belly button, I think probably need to go.
Okay.
I would say belly button needs to go. I would say an eyebrow ring needs to go.
Okay. What about the nose?
The bull ring thing for sure needs to go.
The septum piercing right there.
Yeah, I'm down for the nose one to go too.
Okay.
Tongue ring, definitely got to go.
See, that's exactly. The tongue ring, really? Mm-hmm. Is that, you know? 214-787-1987. This is not mutually, and this is not exclusive to women. This is also for men, too.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
What if you got that big, huge, giant hoop thing hanging off your earlobe?
Yeah, that's got to go. It's not in style anymore.
Okay.
Like Joe Exotic. Yeah. And his, like, trio of eyebrow rings. Uh-huh. Like, right. Those got to go because you're way too old for them.
All right. 214-787-1987. The age is 40. What piercings got to go? Let's hear it. It's Miles in the Morning. About 8.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s Miles in the Morning. Chrissy Teigen, she's 34 years old, mm-hmm. has taken to the internet to ask a question. Mm-hmm. At 34, is she too old to get a nose ring? Mm. Now, you and I, Rebecca, say, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think Chrissy Teigen is just young enough that she can still pull it off.
Okay. But what happens when she turns 40?
Yeah, the thing got to go.
Okay. 40 years old. Lucky?
Bring it on.
Okay.
Pierce whatever you want.
All right.
Speaking however many up. Times.
All right. 40 years old? Mm-hmm. What on your body cannot be pierced? 214-787-1987. Good morning. Who is this?
Audra.
Okay. Audra. So the age is 40. What piercings got to go at 40 years old?
None. I'm 41 and I have my nose. I have my lips. I have my belly button.
Okay. So none.
Awesome. Right. None.
41.
You're as young as you feel.
That's it. All right. Very good. Again, right. This is an open conversation.
Absolutely.
Audra, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, y'all have a good one. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye. K-Love, who's this?
This is your friend. I got a comment I want to make about this.
Jerry, our truck driver friend. Okay, so you're 40 years old. What tattoo? I'm not tattoos, but what piercings?
The only thing you need to even think about getting is the earrings.
Just the earrings.
That's about it. The rest of it, it's out. You don't have no baby. Just like telling a 70-year-old man he can't drive a Camaro.
It's the exact same. I agree with you 100%.
Yep.
Now,
I mean, you know, if you're getting it anywhere else, you better look real fit. Now, that'd be the only way I'd agree. But on the average person, they don't have no business getting nothing else.
All right, then. Very good. Jerry, appreciate the call, man.
Or if they want to go a tattoo, go for a tattoo, not a piercing.
Not a piercing. Okay. Words
but
of
still
wisdom.
Look like a crinkle cut potato chip when they put it on you.
Okay. Crinkle cut potato chip tattoo. Okay. So nothing but the ears, according to Jerry, after mm-hmm. the age of 40.
Right.
214-787-1987. What say you? On the piercings at 40 years older. And this is for men, too.
Of course.
You know, because men, you know, you brought up Tiger King earlier. Yep. You got a lot of them.
He sure does. Got a row. Trio.
Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love. Update here real quick. It looks like she did not get the nose piercing, Chrissy Teigen. She had gone to, the world of social media mm-hmm. and said, hey, what do you think? Am I too old at 34 to get a nose ring? I guess maybe people said no.
Yeah.
She said a little diamond on her nose, right?
I'm surprised they mm-hmm. that.
Okay. But she did get a couple of ear piercings, mm-hmm. like the one in that weird spot right in there.
Is that the cartilage part?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Go check it out.
Supposedly, that one helps with headaches, like if you have bad migraines or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, to get it pierced on that little,
Does it hurt so bad you forget your head hurts?
Possibly, because to me, that does not feel like a place that would feel good to get mm-hmm. pierced.
All right, so if you're an ear, nose, and throat doctor, then please call and dispute Rebecca on her medical knowledge.
On her wild
it's
claims.
Not mine. I just heard that from somebody somewhere.
Where'd you find that information?
That's
on the
a
internet?
Great question, probably on Twitter.
So the question is, let's use the age of 40. Mm-hmm. According to Jerry, our truck driver friend, no piercings after the age of 40 unless it's in your ears. But you could get tattoos. Mm-hmm. They're going to look like, what do you say?
Crinkle cut potato chips.
Yeah, crinkle cut potato chips. That's good stuff. All right. Good morning, K-Love.
On the piercings after 40?
Yeah.
Tongue rings
got to go at 40. You kind of said that too,
Rebecca.
Yeah,
I agree. Tongue ring. I don't think tongue rings should ever happen. They're really gross.
Do you have a tongue ring?
No, I don't. I don't want one.
Yeah, I hear you.
I just can't imagine that clicking on your teeth all the time.
Right?
Ah.
Just think the pain of that needle going through your tongue.
Right.
Yeah, that part. And then they get the barbell thing and they kind of play with it with their teeth and all that kind of stuff. Just, yeah. Remember that?
Like, you know, dude, every girl in my high school was getting their tongue pierced at 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here they are 40 now.
I know, right? Yeah, then like, definitely what? Don't have any of them. I'm guaranteeing it.
Very good. Tongue wings got to go. Thanks for the call this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning. I have piercing, but I just got my lip and my nose re-pierced.
Yeah.
I just turned 36 this year. So.
You just turned 36 or 46?
36.
36. 36.
Yeah, there you go.
So Chrissy Teigen, she's younger than you are.
Yeah.
Get the nose ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can get it. And plus, she's cute. She can pull it off.
Okay, see, there you go. Cute factor has a lot to do with it.
True,
also.
For sure.
What's your name, by the way?
I'm Katie.
Katie? Katie. only because you called. What's your last name?
Brinegar.
Okay. Because Lucky's going to look you up and,
and see you.
he's going to see if I look like a crinkly potato chip.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly what's going to happen.
No, I'm more like a curly fry.
Curly fries. There you go. Yeah. Wow. Okay, great. So, and you said you just got your nose and your lips re-pierced?
No, my lip. Just like the Marilyn Monroe. They call it the Monroe piercing.
Oh, right. You got like the diamond instead of the mole over your lip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
got a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
The back of that.
How does it not scrape up your gums and stuff?
Well, you have it sometimes rubs up against your teeth, but if you're just really careful, you just watch the placement of it.
Huh.
Really?
It just kind of bumps up against the teeth, but it's no big deal.
I mean, this is your mouth we're talking about. You probably use it a lot.
Well, I kind of have to talk and eat. So.
Right. Exactly.
But it sometimes gets caught on the back of your teeth, but you just have to be conscious about it.
Interesting. Like, have you ever gotten anything else stuck with it? Like, you know, with your that?
No.
Like a piece of steak or anything ever get lodged up in there?
Can you floss around that?
Or what about if you're eating cantaloupe? I mean, just, you know.
Well, cantaloupe's pretty soft, but no, you just have to take small bites and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know how big of pieces of food you guys are taking. Maybe you guys need to chew smaller bites.
Smaller bites probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially for you.
I can do one entire boiled egg all at one fail swoop.
Goodness.
Yes. And a handful of gummy bears.
I'm not a candidate for... Can you imagine the gummy bears getting caught in her lip ring?
I know. Ow, God, that makes me hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
But I do think the lip ring that she's talking about, it is pretty cute on some people.
Yeah, but again, the backside of it...
I know.
Yeah. Like, don't they, the little rubber things they put on, it is like a gummy bear.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you just use the gummy bear.
Why did you accidentally eat it?
Use the gummy bear as the back. See? We just solved the whole problem right there.
It's the workday kickoff.
Woo! You guys are worried about coronavirus. Come on. 98.7 K-Love, Miles in the Morning, Rebecca. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Most unattractive piercing on another person go?
Oh, the bull ring nose.
The
thing.
Bull ring in the nose.
Yes.
Okay. Lucky, most unattractive piercing.
Maybe the cheeks.
The cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can pierce your dimples.
Or the double lip piercing, like the two hoops right next to each other.
That's a bad one, too.
I'm also curious about certain piercings. Like, you've seen, and both guys and girls will have this done, where, like, it's... Like the small of their back.
Uh-huh. Oh, and it loops. Oh, yeah.
What do they call that? Body
modification. Modification.
Something like that.
Yeah, but then you get to like the fish hooks and stuff.
I know. And
like,
then
where does the back go on that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's just a stud that goes in.
Yeah.
And it's just in your body. Maybe it's so small.
Like, I think some people have it done in the front, mm-hmm. like right above their hip bones or whatever.
There's no way it can like butterfly out, you know, to stay secure. It's just stuck
this
in there.
It's like making me queasy.
It's a push pin.
Good morning, K-Love.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm 42 years old, and I got my tongue pierced. I got my both my nipples pierced. I got my ears pierced. I got the, I think what they call them, the conch. Got those pierced, and I got my PA. So I think that's all good.
He said Prince Albert.
Yes.
That's right.
You got that.
Now, what is the conch?
What's the conch
piercing?
That's the one that's like on the, it's on the inside of your ear. Like, you know, the.
Oh, okay.
Like
so that's the cartilage part. That's the conch.
Wait, but there's two different parts because one's called the dace and the other one is called.
Well, no, not that like little flap that covers the ear hole, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's not that one.
Okay.
But the
not
one that's
that.
Like on the, yeah.
So the other thingy. So it's like inside.
Thing. Oh, like up in here?
So the cartilage is up here.
Okay.
And then you have this other little.
All right.
Thingy right there.
So, by the way, since you called, we asked the girl this, and we're going to ask you your name and all that.
Okay. Now, my name is Nate Torres.
Nate Torres.
Yes, sir.
Are you on Instagram also?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. What's your Instagram name?
Mr. Torres 77.
Mr. Torres 77. You might get a lot of followers, just so you know, that want to see a conch.
That'll work.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see a conch, you know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Words that sound so just, but they're not. Okay, we're talking about your ear, so there you go. Now, the PA, different story. Probably can't post that one on the Instagrams. That's a Snapchat story.
That's a violation, yeah.
Miles in the morning, every weekday until 10 a.m., 98.7 K-Log.
You start talking about the conch and the date and everything else. It sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons.
I smite your conch.
Yeah, exactly.
I taste you.
So weird. All right, if you want to call and tell us about your piercings post 40, again, I think things change when you turn 40 or so. I don't know why that's kind of like the age of demarcation when it comes to your piercings, but, you know.
Tell us about your conch.
214-787-1987. Miles in the morning. This is 98.7. K-Love, good morning. Miles in the morning, 98.7. K-Love, hi there.
I'm Miles. Rebecca, this is your friendly favorite cello player from Wiley, Texas.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I am recovering from major surgery.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you're okay.
Okay, so I've been listening to y'all's show.
Yes.
This is really funny. I love this. When I was younger, and I did this without knowledge to my mom and dad or any of my family.
Usually happens that way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had my nipples pierced.
Woo!
When I was in college. Yes. I was 18, out of the house.
Okay.
I was in Arkansas. Thank God nobody listens to this station in my family because I would be killed right now.
Yep, same here.
But I'll just put it that way. But I had my nipples pierced.
Okay.
I was drinking and I was playing cello and still performing and all of that, but I was drinking and having a good time. No kidding. At 40?
Yeah.
And I swear, at 40... The fun was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I just took the piercings out.
Oh.
I quit drinking. I was like, this is not fun anymore. I don't enjoy this anymore.
See, that's why I use the age of 40. 40
right.
seems like to be
it
that
does.
Age of everything changes,
yeah.
right? Okay.
It is. It was really strange. I was through, I had been through two marriages. I'd had two children.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and everything, but it was just at 40, it was kind of like the mindset changed. I don't know. I have no idea. My oldest daughter is now 34,
mm-hmm.
and she's fixing to have her fourth child, and she had her tongue pierced
mm-hmm.
at one point in time.
Yeah.
But she called me and said, Mom, this is not fun anymore.
Right.
I mean, even at 34, she's like, this is not cool anymore. I don't see why I did this.
I have to tell you,
you
are the first cellist I've ever mm-hmm. known that had pierced nipples.
With a wild side.
Right. I mean, I never thought if I go to the symphony looking up amongst those on the stage, I would, you know, think that. But, wow.
It was a dare from my girlfriends in college that I would do it.
Uh-huh.
They thought I was completely straight-laced.
Yeah.
But my music taste varies. I will not go into twangy country. I don't like rap, but I go into hard metal. I was into acid rock.
Oh.
And I was on front row with AC/DC and Metallica when I was a kid.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, I still rock out to those things. I relax to AC/DC all the time.
I love relax to AC/DC. Uh-huh. Okay.
It's very chill.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I mean, when you hit 40, it's just your mind resets, and I'm 52 now.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I have is, like, my ears pierced is all I have now.
So can you imagine the process mm-hmm. of going to removal?
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, probably not near as painful as the first process.
I don't know. It's still a sensitive area.
But when you're standing there making that decision, do you sit there?
You can do this. You can do this.
Yeah.
Count of three. Rip it off like a Band-Aid.
And there's no going back after that, right?
You don't have to rip it. Isn't it just as easy as like pulling your earring out?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't rip it out in one full force. You can take them out.
I mean,
slowly. Slowly, carefully.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to clean.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.